She's one of the most famous singers in the world, the youngest solo artist to have 14 number one singles, the richest female singer ever, and a one-time holder of the Guinness World Record for most liked person on Facebook. And somehow, people still mispronounce her name, like me. But I'm gonna nail it right now. For the record, it's Rihanna. Hello and welcome to Incredible Feats, a Spotify original from Parcast. I'm your host, Dan Cummins, and you can find episodes of Incredible Feats and all other Parcast shows for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's no better feeling than a personal win, and the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Robin Rihanna Fenty grows up on the tiny Caribbean island of Barbados. She's from a working-class family with few opportunities and no rich or influential connections. She sells clothes on the street with her dad, who struggles with alcohol and drug addiction, and she enrolls as an army cadet. She dreams about being a musician, but a music career does not look possible. Rihanna loves music, idolizes Madonna, and tries to form a Destiny's Child-esque group with two friends. They have no formal training or lessons. They just have a lot of passion. But who's going to hear them? Enter Evan Rogers, an American music producer with a Barbadian wife. People are singing at him while he's vacationing on the beach, hoping to be discovered. Evan ends up scheduling local auditions for future Barbados trips. At one 2003 audition is Rihanna's girl group. It's instantly clear to Evan who's carrying the team with Rihanna's girl group, and he quickly gets Rihanna's mom's permission to fly her to New York to record a demo. This is huge, but the odds are still against Rihanna crushing it in the music industry. She has no vocal training, no real music business experience at all, and an accent she's embarrassed by and tries to cover up in meetings. But she has talent, lots of talent. Her demo lands her an audition with Def Jam Records and its CEO, Jay-Z. I've heard of him. And after hearing her for no more than 2 minutes, Jay-Z decides to sign her. He thinks the song Pawn the Replay is a hit. And Jay-Z knows a hit. He's right. The song dominates radio stations around the world during the summer of 2005. And Rihanna is just getting started. In 2007, Rihanna's third album, Good Girl Gone Bad, is a commercial and critical success. She wins her first Grammy for the song Umbrella. Before long, Rihanna's the youngest solo artist to hit 14 number one singles on the Billboard Hot 100, and she's the best-selling digital artist ever. No more selling clothes on the street. Not content to rest purely on her musical laurels despite so much success, she expands into other fields. In 2017, she launches Fenty Beauty, an inclusive makeup line. It doesn't just include the usual 10 odd skin tones. It launches with 40 shades, now 50, everything from alabaster to ebony. And apparently, that is a lot. I'm trusting 100% on our researchers for that information. I'm not exactly a makeup expert. I'm someone who constantly gets eyeliner mixed up with mascara. Within weeks, Fenty does $100 million in sales. I do know that's really good. Makeup competitors are forced to expand product ranges to compete. Fenty literally changes the beauty industry. And Rihanna capitalizes on her success with another business venture. She follows up with the lingerie line Savage X Fenty. Her success snowballs, and she expands the Fenty brand into a luxury label. This makes Rihanna the first Black woman to head up a major Parisian fashion house. 2020. Rihanna is now officially the richest female musician ever, richer than her career idol, Madonna. To date, she's earned 33 Grammy nominations and 9 wins, and 14 Billboard Awards. She's sold over 54 million albums and 210 million songs. And her net worth is estimated to be over $600 million. Not only will she never have to sell clothes on the streets of Barbados again, I'm pretty sure she could now buy literally all of the clothes in Barbados. She's also the ambassador for Barbados to the world, and she continues to inspire girls on her tiny home island and around the globe that they too can achieve greatness. Thanks for tuning in to Incredible Feats. For more episodes of Incredible Feats, please follow us on Spotify. And for more shows like this, check out the other Parcast shows, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. For more info on Rihanna, check out her website, rihanna.com, or stream her songs on Spotify. For this episode, we found coverage by Forbes and the New York Times incredibly helpful. And you can find more of me, Dan Cummins, by listening to my numerous stand-up comedy albums on Spotify, or by checking out my true crime, history, and more podcast, Timesuck, and my true horror and campfire tale podcast, Scared to Death. Listen, be inspired, and go accomplish your own incredible feats. Come back for more incredibleness tomorrow. Incredible Feats is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler, sound design by Kristen Acevedo, with associate sound design by Kevin McAlpine. Produced by John Cohen and associate produced by Jonathan Ratliff and Maggie Admire. Fact-checking by Kara Mackerling. Research by Umbika Chotera, Jay Cahio, and Mickey Taylor. Incredible Feat stars Dan Cummins.